Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song. Of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. Rich Davis, Ryan Holland, you heard him. Filling in for Dan Patrick. Spots here. Joel, Danny G, Monsi. One of us played in the NBA, the other guy's a doofus.
Oh, no.
There's Ryan Holland, NBA player. Man, Ryan, I got to ask you later, so keep this, think of this. When you played during your long NBA career, do you remember every jersey number you wore for each team?
Pretty much.
All right, well, keep that in mind because there's a bribe that went down in Major League Baseball as far as jersey numbers, so we'll get to that. But NBA, let's talk a little winning time. Lakers, HBO, are you watching?
I'm watching. I'm not caught up, but I'm watching.
All right. Danny G, you and I have talked about this. This show is fantastic.
Yeah, there's some Emmys on the way for the performances in this show.
John C. Reilly. Yeah, Spots has a great John C. Reilly.
I met Dr. Buss on several occasions, and he is spot on.
John C. Reilly, award-winning performance. I think Jason Segel as Westhead. I think Pat Riley, Adrian Brody. This is, I'm telling you, it's fantastic. If you're not watching it, everyone should be binging to catch up. But Jerry West, not painted in the best light.
Jerry effin' West.
Jerry effin' West. And now, Hollins, I want your take on this. Jerry West demanding a retraction, saying that winning time is... Here, hold on. I got to get the exact quote. They're portraying him as an out-of-control, intoxicated rageaholic.
If I was Jerry, I'd be upset, bro.
Yeah?
If I was Jerry... No, we're not like... We're not talking about Ryan Hollins here. Like, bro.
He's the logo of the
NBA. Yeah, we're talking about the logo. Like the logo, like, yo, the logo. I can't look at the logo the same. Like, if I'm Jerry, I'm upset. I'm upset. I'm feeling some type of way.
It's not a documentary, though.
Yeah, but you know, like, it's like, but people are going to be like, this is truth.
Everyone assumes it's based in reality. Yeah, yeah. They assume it's all.
I mean, it makes me think Dr. Buss is way cool. I mean, he seems like an innovator. He's got some beautiful women on standby all the time. He's a winner. I think everything about this show is fantastic. HBO's best show in quite some time. And producer Spot, you were saying before that Kareem is also on board with the complaints now?
Yeah, now, well, Kareem has a different complaint. He's saying that he's like, there's one rule. There's an immutable law in television. And that's don't be boring. And he insists that the show has boring writing and is boring.
Oh,
he thinks it's dull.
He's so wrong.
I mean, maybe Kareem was like, man, it was a little more spicier
Magic
than you
wasn't
guys
wasn't happy either.
That yeah. is true. That is true.
And that was before it came out.
Man.
Yeah, Magic said to ignore it.
I'm not even a West Coast Lakers fan. A lot of you guys are because you live out here on the West Side your whole life. If you grew up in the 80s, 70s, 90s, I'm sure you're glued to this because I'm glued to it, and I'm an East Coast guy.
Yeah. But you feel like you're a fly on the wall, like with all this stuff going on. Like you feel like you're the fly on the wall. But even if it's not based on, you know, reality, you just have that feel like, yeah, this is what happened. Like,
oh, and it went down exactly.
It was like this.
It was a different time. People were living it up.
Man. And by the way, out of control, intoxicated, rageaholic. The more Jerry West complains, isn't he sort of reinforcing that?
That's what all the tweets were saying last night. The first tweet I saw last night said, I don't effing talk like that. Jerry West watching Winning Time.
It's not me. That's not F that. Yeah, Jerry West, they do make him look like a little bit of a maniac.
I would, if I were Jerry, I'd be upset. I'd be upset. Shoot, if you were Scottie Pippen watching the Last Dance, you'd be upset.
That hurt.
Yeah, man. Here's what I think this Winning Time is a little different, but you know, I was a history major at UCLA. They don't realize think about what history means. His story. Oh. Like his story. Like you're gonna if we all three of us, right?
Yeah.
We come off the show and afterwards someone asks us how was the show, what happened, we would all have our own stories. Now, we're all likely gonna align, but we all have our stories. If there's something that breaks out, a problem, everyone's going to have their own stories.
You ain't
That's
kidding.
That's what we're seeing.
You ain't kidding.
Right?
It's like, isn't there a show coming out on ABC? It's like there's two sides to every story. Who's telling the truth?
What's the old saying? There's three sides, your side, their side, and the truth. Well, this show is fantastic, and it just, I think it hits on everything. The whole vibe of the 80s, the way it's shot and everything. If you're not watching Winning Time, mm-hmm. I think it's a must watch. And the one takeaway is I don't think a lot of people realize there might be the biggest what if. When I say what's the biggest what if in sports history, would you possibly say what if Drew Bledsoe never got hurt? Would Tom Brady even be Tom Brady?
Ooh, is that? You got me on the spot here. As far as what ifs,
there have been a lot of like, hey, what if this guy didn't pass away or this guy didn't get hurt early? If Bo Jackson never got hurt, if certain things happened,
if Tyson would have fought Buster in the United States,
yes, what would have happened there?
Buster would have got knocked out.
Oh my God, yeah, of course. But I think what we learned here, and Danny G, we you and I talked about this on our Sunday night show. Jack McKinney, basketball genius, coaches the Lakers 14 games, falls off a bicycle, weird freak accident, never coaches again. Would there have been a Pat Riley? Would there have been that path for the Lakers
if
McKinney stayed healthy and didn't have a freak accident?
Nah, it clearly didn't look like it. But, I mean, there is a level where if we're just assuming the reality in Winning Time that – Pat Riley was going to get back into the game of basketball one way or another. It just would have been a different path. I was talking about this with Gilbert Arenas yesterday. I did his pod. Shout out to Gilbert and Josiah, who are doing an amazing job over there at No Chill Podcast. When you're a first-round pick, like a high pick, you're kind of slated to be like a franchise, like a guy. But like when you're a second round pick, your path is to not be that guy. So yeah, as far as someone falling off a bike, a big opportunity comes, like everyone's not ready for that opportunity, but sometimes you may not get it or may take a whole lot longer before it comes around. Was Pat Riley equipped? Yes, but he may have had to go somewhere else, but you go from Lakers to Knicks, you know, like you are to Heat, like you are going to these storied franchises for a reason.
Now, before we get into what's going on in the NBA today, in 2022, the playoffs are happening. Let me ask you one last thing about Winning Time, Hollins. You see how Magic Johnson, as a rookie, and Joel, you saw this, same with Danny G, you guys chime in as well. In an NBA locker room, if the first round pick, if it's a Magic Johnson, or when LeBron entered the league, or when Zion, like when a generational talent enters the league, are they still treated like the rook, or do they have a little extra clout going in because they come with such hope to save the franchise? Like when they make it seem like Magic Johnson was the rookie, but to some he was admired, but like guys like Kareem in the show didn't embrace him right away.
Completely different NBA. Like how we talked about earlier, like our parents.
Generational.
Generation. So that NBA was full of grown adult men who, you know, they did their jobs and you didn't want to knock them off. Kareem was Kareem till he was 40. Like that was it. And that was the norm. Now in today's NBA, the organization puts power in the youth. They understand like, hey, if I can get, you know, 20 years of service, 15 years of service out of this guy and playing at a high level, and he's good at 21 or 22, that's worth it to go all the way through. So, you know, you're an old man at 30. You're an old man at 28, like, especially basketball.
They might tell the veteran, like, yo, back off. Because, like,
NBA-wise, yeah. But NFL, Tom Brady keeps being Tom Brady. Drew Brees has been Drew Brees for, like a lot of those guys last. You're not necessarily coming in as the next hope. But NBA-wise, it is different now. Like if Magic, because Magic would be getting bread off top. Like Magic would be paid coming in, and that's a different conversation when you know that young boy has that type of power.
Now let's fast forward 22 years later from not 2000 actually from the 80s, like 40 years later. Let's go to the 2020.
Yeah, I know we all think that the 80s were.
I think the 80s were like 20 years
20
ago.
Years ago.
No, they're not. Don't the 80s feel like 20 years ago? Yeah, when you think 1970 something, you're like, oh, 30 years ago? No, the 90s. Let's talk about NBA playoffs now. How on earth, Hollins? I heard Monty do the update. And we all watched last night. Suns lost. A team that's 10 games under 500. The Pelicans were 36-46. Can a team make noise when throughout the season they played sub 500 ball?
You know, you always heard me talk about this when it came to the NBA playoffs. You know, why that? It's all about matchups. It's all about matchups. And you have to understand, I play with Willie Green. He's doing a fantastic job over there in New Orleans as their head coach. He was on Monty's bench. That's the worst nightmare ever for Monty because you have someone that knows your system, knows the ins and outs, and he has a hungry team on the other side. So now he's going to have a real chess match because Willie knows exactly what Coach Monty Williams over with the Suns is saying in the locker room. That is your worst fear, okay? That's
my first, my worst fear is spiders.
It's like you and Covino breaking up, and then you guys are competing shows, and it's like he knows the secret to the sauce. Oh. Like, right?
Oh, that's kind of. Which show do I choose?
Right?
In the divorce.
Yeah. This is somewhat Monty having to see. This is you coaching against Covino somewhat.
So two people have been together through the years.
I wouldn't say through the years, but enough to where he knows the sauce. He knows the sauce, okay?
Now,
right?
Take me inside the locker room, Hollins, where we look at it as fans and say, here's a one-seed team that...
Put a towel on, bro. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. If we're in the locker room, put a towel on. Don't make me insecure.
Yes, we say.
If you're... a player, you're not looking at it the way fans are, right? Because a fan will say, this is a Phoenix Suns team that had by far the best record in the West, and they're playing a 10-game under 500 team. The Suns got this. When you're an NBA talent, you don't think of crap like that, right? If you're on the Pelicans, you're thinking, we could do this.
Yeah, you're in the locker room saying, go attack them. They have everything to lose. make them sweat and see who they are in the fourth quarter. And we have some matchups that we like. So in terms of the Pelicans, you know, Larry Nance Jr. is a big piece. You know, Herb Jones, you know, Dave Griffin, my former GM with the Cavaliers, has done an excellent job of assembling talent. So they have length that they can throw at Devin Booker. They got an absolute dog in Brandon Ingram. They got a dog in CJ McCollum. So they're going like, it's Chris Paul and Booker versus CJ and B.I. We like those odds. We like that matchup.
It's wild how matchups.
And then we have bodies and lift to throw at Booker and at Chris. And you're going to make Chris work. And you know, Chris and Willie are really good friends. We were all in the Clippers together. Those two have kept up, obviously, during the years. He was on a coaching staff and with them. So he knows Chris like no other. So, like, this is Covino. This, he knows the sauce.
Yeah.
Rich, you're going to have to give out the sauce. And Covino's like, no, I know Rich is going to say this, this, and this. I know Rich likes to run across the move, just start up a conversation. Rich can't hold back. He's going to jump in the conversation. He knows all your bait moves, bro.
So that's one of the unspoken intangibles in sports that the fans don't really know much about. Like, if guys know each other on that level.
Matchups.
Yeah, matchups. It's like fights, right? If you're a UFC or a boxing fan, sometimes it's matchups, right? It's,
you don't want to fight
every sport, really.
If you two have the same trainer, you're going to have to pick a different trainer. He knows you're weak. He knows you don't have a left hand.
I love it. Any other NBA playoff surprises for you so far?
It didn't surprise me that the Grizzlies bounced back. You know, John Morant had a huge chip on his shoulder. You know, he plus minus was amazing in the game, near triple double performance, and you know, he did what he needed to do. And I think that's going to be one of the more exciting series, is because the Timberwolves are, man, that's a stacked team. They're up and coming talent, and they have a big three that can compete with the league's best. And you know, obviously the Heat doing their thing. Jimmy Butler went off. That doesn't surprise me. Jimmy Butler is just a big game guy. Okay, so you expect. And this is why you love the NBA playoffs, because that's how you grade people, if that makes sense.
Of course.
Like, I can't grade you in the regular. You're not going to see real LeBron, real Jimmy. You're going to see these guys in the playoffs, and you're going to see why they are who they are when all the marbles are on the line. And that's the exciting part about what we're seeing.
When you look at Ja, now I know that this story is so far from being written, but as of right now, does it look like Ja was the pick instead of Zion? Or do you feel like Zion bounces back? Like, do you feel like moving forward next year and beyond, we're going to see Zion, and it just took a little time?
Man, Zion is going to have to show that he's healthy, show that he's a part of the NBA. He's missed a lot of time.
I'm pretty sure a couple years ago, because you and I have worked together over the years, I think you were all about Ja early on, if I remember correctly.
There was just so many question marks with Zion, and I think that the consensus through the league, nobody wants to see him do bad. I think everybody wants to see Zion do well, but you had those worries, and unfortunately, like, they kind of came true. And I think what's intriguing, we just talked about the Pelicans, they have Zion Williamson on their roster.
To add to what you're already saying, is a great matchup. Imagine if he was involved.
You have Zion Williamson on that roster.
I'm not saying this is
could be, you know, playing.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is a Ryan Leaf, Peyton Manning. It doesn't work out for one, and one's one of the greatest of all time. But I remember at that time, everyone was like, who's that? There were people that said, I don't know if Zion, you know, is going to stay healthy. And
I think what got confusing is because his buzz was so high that you had to go, oh, LeBron, oh, you know, Kobe, oh, like, you know, like he was going to, and that's what confused. But I think you see his talent, you see his ability, and it's like, just get healthy and get on the court. That's where people are with it. But I think the LeBron, you, when you're that guy, like, you're going to get the LeBron comparisons. I think they've gone, and I think you just want to see him on the floor. And I hope him seeing his team develop and grow and play at this really, really high level just inspires him.
Our buddy Matt just hit us up on Twitter, said, Hollins, I love it. Giving my Wolves some love. He goes, yo, are they really in the come up, Hollins?
Hey, man, they are. And I think it's dangerous for the Pelicans, and this is the place that they wanted to be in. And I think the loudest, because here's the deal, with all due respect, you saw Anthony Davis kind of never get over the hump in New Orleans, and the fear was that Zion would be in a similar situation. He would not have help. Those questions would be there. Now you can't look at it, Rich, and be like, dude, like, it's like going to a party and you feel, oh, I'm the coolest person at the party. You know, maybe I should leave. Maybe it goes, all of a sudden that party started looking real cool. and you're already talking about leaving, let's get out of here. It's like, maybe I'll stay. So hopefully Zion is seeing that party in New Orleans is getting pretty cool, pretty exciting. You don't need to leave, bro.
Yeah. I agree with that because I saw Zion play before he got hurt against Minnesota, actually. Mm. And you remember, I know it's foggy now, but they really had a problem fitting Zion into a position. They started running him at the point. And against Minnesota, he played all point, and they still lost the game. So I think that right now, Zion could come in and mess up the chemistry that's already formulating. If you just want some good athletic play, some good points, you know, some one-on-ones, he's there for you. But as far as fitting in,
he's going to have to fit. He's going to have to fit.
You know, winning solves all problems for a city, right? Like Golden State was no one cared about, and then all of a sudden they win. Fans, kids wearing Steph Curry jerseys. Same with Seattle Seahawks, right? They were like the most boring team in the NFL. Russ comes in there. They get a new uniform, new uniform, new stadium. And all of a sudden, Seattle was hot, right? I think New Orleans, I've been down there. I've talked to, you know who you talk to? You talk to people that live there, and you talk to like your Uber drivers. And what's the vibe here? Everyone's about the Saints, LSU, all the, I was like, what about the Pelicans? Like, I think winning and a culture will change that. You get fans when you win, and maybe Zion will want to stay at this party. But Joel said, I don't know if he fits in at this party. I don't know. All right. Hey, how about a little message from Discover about customer service and common sense, everybody? When you have credit card questions, it's nice to have them answered by a real live person, a human being who could actually understand your issues and work to resolve them. Someone with a knack for helping others and a pulse. In other words, what you don't need, a robot. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. We call this live customer service. Emphasis on the live. Discover, exceptionally common sense.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change. Things change. People change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Happy 420 for all the stoners out there. Rich Davis hanging with Ryan Hollins, Fox Sports Radio, filling in for Dan Patrick. Spotty's here.
Hey.
Danny G, Joel, Monsi. And let me tell you real quick about retirement. How far away is that? A long time for a lot of us. It's a huge step when it comes to investing for your retirement. Most people can't afford to make mistakes. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Bam.
Ryan's retired.
Stifel. Did I say Stifel? Stifel. All right. Well,
you say Stiefel, we say Stiefel.
You say tomato, I say tomato. I say Stiefel, you say Stiefel. Before we get to some more NBA stuff, I had a thought about no hitters in baseball and wondering if they are going to become a thing of the past. I know last year, you're going to say, Rich, you're full of it because last year there were 9 no hitters. But of the 9, 7 of them were by one pitcher. The other two were combinations, right, Hollins? In 2019, we're going to forget 2020. That was the shortened COVID season. In 2019, 4 no-hitters. 2 by one pitcher, 2 by a combination of the bullpen. In 2018, 2 no-hitters, 1 combination, 1 pitcher. Yesterday, Max Scherzer on the Mets was throwing a no-no through 6. And I knew deep down inside, I'm like, there's no, even no matter what, he's not going the whole game. They pulled Kershaw weeks ago after 7 innings of perfect baseball. Is it crazy to think that moving forward, we may very, very rarely see one pitcher pitch 9 innings of no-hit baseball?
I think it is going to be even more rare when analytics come in, but I can't say that every organization is going to take that mindset because that's the Dodgers' approach. But when you have a guy that's hot, he's hot.
Yeah.
And I think you also understand that it's kind of like the integrity of the game. Let him keep rolling. Like in basketball, if a guy hasn't missed a shot, you shoot until you miss,
yeah,
dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and if he passes up a shot, you're like, nah. Get it back to him because he's hot. You fall into some of those zones where you just can't miss. So
guys carrying the ball, 5 yards, 10 yards. You keep giving that guy the ball. Now baseball different because arm injuries, right? We've seen this happen before where, this year, I'm just saying because this year in this very short, like we've played like 10 plus games, you saw Clayton Kershaw. I know it was probably the right move, but 7 innings of perfect baseball, he gets pulled. And yesterday, I'm glad it didn't happen because it would have been the worst decision for Buck Showalter, Mets manager, to make. Because this is the third start of Scherzer's Mets career. The guy's getting paid $40-plus million a year. Chilly day in Queens. Do you really want this guy throwing 120 pitches? And then, let's say he does, and then he gets hurt. Then what? I just feel like more and more, you're watching, if 5 to 6 innings is the standard now, and guys like Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw are being pulled early, I don't know if anyone will. We might see one complete game no-hitter by a pitcher this year. What?
Really?
Because you hit 100 pitches, everyone is so concerned about their investments more than ever. And I think you're seeing a lot more people say, oh, this guy was rushed back soon. Look what happened. This guy, like they credit Johan Santana. His career was never the same after he pitched his no-hitter for the Mets, and they say it ruined him. So, I don't know. I just think you're looking at a situation where maybe the no-hitter moving forward will be a combination deal. Like, it's going to be spot. I think it'll be, like, normal for a guy to go 6 or 7, and then the bullpen finishes it off. Like, oh, look at that, a team no-hitter.
Is it possible they're being a little bit more conservative at the start of the season because of the shortened
spring training? Yeah, that is a factor, but I just...
So maybe, you know, as the weather gets warmer and there's more games under their belt, it's possible. Yeah. It's possible they'll let them stay in more and there'll be more no-hitters.
I just think you're going to see the trend of, I bet you, moving forward. Here's my lukewarm take, because it's really not that hot. My lukewarm take is that moving forward, Joel, no hitters, more than 50% of them are going to be joint efforts. What guy? Danny G, can you think of a guy? Bueller. Kershaw, Scherzer,
yeah.
Garrett Cole. Do you think any of these guys, unless their pitch count is so low, do you see any of them pitching a 9-inning game unnecessarily?
I feel like the more we scream about this on the radio and television, the more managers are going to dig their heels in and
6 innings.
Watch the numbers. And yeah, it's analytics. And the difference there with Kershaw is it was a perfect game. Oh, that's only happened 21 times in the modern era.
I know.
Two times before they lifted the mound up. So out of, what, over 200,000 MLB games, you have a chance to be, you know, the 22nd modern perfect game. You got to leave him in at that point.
I agree.
I'll disagree, though. Maybe as the managers, as much as the fans bark back, you know, they're going to stick to their guns. But you don't want to turn off your fan base. And when your fan base starts to flip on you or you start getting boos because a guy's getting pulled out the game and you feel like you're about to be a part of this magical performance, they're going to hear that. You don't want that negative, you know, no fun zone type of feel,
yeah,
which baseball already kind of has. You don't want that now because these things became a national story.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that team or that manager that is a part of that, because that's going to stick with it.
No doubt. I just know that it happens with all fan bases. Everyone's on a group text with their buddies, right? Like, if you're whatever team you root for, you probably have one or two buddies that you're group texting. And I could see it yesterday. Scherzer gave up a hit in the 6th or 7th yesterday. But up until that point, my buddy's like, yo, what do you think Buck Showalter's going to do? And I'm like, he's going to pull him. What? They pay this guy $40 million a year or more. Scherzer's got the biggest contract in baseball. It's the third game of the season. It's chilly in Queens. What if they kept him in, pitches a no-hitter? Then he's not the same the rest of the year. Then what a mistake that would look like, right?
And we talked about earlier the cost of going to a game. So for the people that are going to the games and getting that excitement and being like, oh, yeah, I was at that game. I was at the no-hitter game, or I was at the perfect game, you know. You're not going to get that draw of having that hope of being like, oh, I was at a historic game.
Oh, here's another thought. You know who might be the next guy to pitch a no-hitter?
Stay home.
A bottom of the rotation guy that just has a hot day. Because you know who you're more likely as a manager to keep in the game? Honestly, the back end of the rotation guy. If like your fifth starter, who's average, is having a day, hey, you keep him in and he gets hurt, no one really cares compared to, like, you're not going to want, you know? Joel, honestly, if your fifth starter, who's 3-7, just has a day.
I got to love you. You always think about the little man.
Yeah, little man. That dude, keep him in. Give him his moment, because come on. All right. Are we going to be joined in a minute by Chris Mannix?
Efforting?
Giving it a shot? All right, well, until you find him, your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. It's so much has changed in sports over the years. Obviously, football, the way the run game turned into the pass-heavy game in baseball. When we were kids, I mean, I sound like an old guy. When I say kids, I mean like 80s and 90s. Like in the 80s and 90s, a guy would throw 7-plus innings, or it would be considered an start. Joel, you know.
Well, you know, I personally, you know, once again, being a Detroit fan, Scherzer is like a bad taste in our mouth. So,
by the way, Joel, I got to interrupt you. My favorite Joel take today off the air, he said every time there's an NFL highlight of someone – It's always them running or passing or catching an amazing play. It's the play's always against the Lions.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. It's not hard to find a highlight package. It's like, okay, all these wide receivers that don't want to play, watch the first team they put them against in the highlight package.
Yeah.
It's the Lions. And it's always the Lions at home.
Yeah, that's funny. But your thought, Scherzer leaves a bad taste?
So he's got a So I would rather talk about all the things you can't do with a tired arm. Oh, go get $40 million?
I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting to see how no-hitters happen in the future. That's all. I just wonder if we're just going to see a lot of combos. Like, yo, 6 innings, 2 relievers, joint effort, everybody. All right, let's go now to Chris Mannix, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, Fox Sports Radio, NBA insider. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, guys?
I'll tell you what's going on. We're talking. I know it's not your sport of expertise, but no hitters in baseball, I feel like might be a joint effort moving forward. I don't know any pitcher that's going 9 anytime soon.
I mean, I wish I could contribute to that, but my bandwidth is limited right now to everything going on in the NBA and some of what's going on in boxing. So.
Well, tell me about the NBA, man. What's your feel? What's going on?
I mean, it depends what series you're talking about. I mean, I think Boston-Brooklyn has the potential to be great up later tonight.
Tell me your thoughts on how Kyrie handled game one. He got fined and everything, but do you feel like that's passion or you feel like that's losing his cool?
I mean, it is definitely a little bit of both attached to it. You know, Kyrie's the relationship between Kyrie and Boston is a little weird because, you know, Celtics fans are furious with him for going back on his word and defecting back in 2019 when, look, the reality is he wasn't happy in Boston. He had a chance to play closer to home and play with one of his best friends in Kevin Durant and get a max contract. I mean, if you equate that to what every one of us does in our everyday life, we've probably done something along those lines, something similar. So I never really understood the venom that Boston experienced. I also don't really understand why Kyrie kind of lets it bother him as much as it does. I mean, Kyrie had just as nasty a split with Cleveland, you know, before that, yet it doesn't seem like Cavaliers fans bother him anywhere near as much as Boston fans do. And maybe that's because, you know, in the Northeast, they're a different breed of fan, really. They're an angry bunch.
Yeah, dude,
I'll get riled up.
You ain't kidding, Chris, because I'm a New York guy living in L.A. now, and growing up, Boston, Philly, New York, those sports fans are cut, and Hollins, maybe back me up because you played around the league in the NBA, cut from a different cloth than Northeast.
Boston is very different. Boston was a different place to play. I remember my first interview in Boston. They're like, yeah, you didn't do anything in Cleveland. What do you expect to do here? I'm like, whoa, easy, guys. Easy.
Ouch.
Hey, Chris, I got to ask you this. How concerned are you with Devin Booker's hamstring? Can the Suns afford to sit him out a game or two and get him healthy? Or is this kind of like one of those situations we
all
saw?
All hands on deck.
Yeah, like we saw with Chris Paul where he had to play. And is the irony that it's not Chris and that it is Devin this time?
Yeah, look, you can't screw around with an injury that could get measurably worse if you play through it. And a hamstring, just like the calf injury Luka's dealing with in Dallas, are those types of injuries. That being said, you're at a dangerous point in the series. I mean, New Orleans is pretty good. Like, they're not the team that started off, you know, 3-17 or whatever they were. C.J. McCollum just fits with that group. Like, he has been exactly what they've needed and more, giving Brandon Ingram room to do what he does. Herb Jones is excellent on both ends of the floor. So, you know, without Devin Booker, this is a coin flip type of series all of a sudden, you know, where going back to New Orleans, the Pelicans got to believe they can win. So, I would imagine Devin's going to do whatever he can to get back out there on the floor. But if he can't play in some of these remaining games, the door's wide open, I think, for New Orleans to win.
Now, when you talk to different players around the NBA, and Holland, you could chime in too when you played, do some guys take what the fans say and think a little harder than others, or do some guys really have the ability to block it out? And, like, you know, we talk about Kevin Durant sensitive, Kyrie's letting this bother him. Are there guys that do get consumed by social media, the fans, a little more than others? Is that really a distraction, or is that just human nature?
Well, I mean, I think in today's game, most guys get consumed on some level by social media. I mean, you think about it, social media is really only 10, 15 years old,
yep.
at least the modern version of it. So I don't know what Michael Jordan would have felt if he was on Twitter back in the mid-1990s or, you know, Bird Magic in the 80s. But, look, you know that the alphas of this league, the Kevin Durants, the Kyrie Irvings, LeBron James, they are very active on social media. So they see everything, you know, Steve-O-759 says at them, you know, all the time. And they do let it get to them, I think, to some degree. Now, there are degrees of it, for sure. I mean, some guys just shut it down and block it out and don't go on there, which should be the advice for most people in this
some
world.
Some guys have burner accounts.
Some guys have burner accounts. Some guys are just, you know, overly engaged in it. I mean, I know that coaching staffs, I can tell you, they actively encourage players to, at the very least during the playoffs, stay off social media.
Yeah.
They explicitly say that to guys because they know the kind of distraction it can be.
Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit right now.
Ooh.
Who has more pressure right now, Ben Simmons or James Harden in these playoffs?
Oh, James Harden by a country mile. I mean, James Harden, you know, look, they're in a great place right now, up 2-0, but going into the series, you know, I was writing about, and others were, I'm sure, as well, you know, the predicament Philadelphia would be in if they got beat in the first round and faced with having to give James Harden $250 million in a contract next year or potentially lose him for nothing if he opted out of his contract. It was a bad place Philadelphia was in. And they may still be in that bad place if they get beat in the second round, but they've gotten certainly a reprieve with the way that the team has played, not necessarily Harden, but the team has played in the first couple of games. Simmons, I know the door's open for him to play. I think it would be insane to send him out there. I mean, I guess in a vacuum, you can see his plug-and-play potential defensively. You can say, Ben, go out there and give me 10, 15 minutes on Jason Tatum. You are still an all-world defender. You don't need the ball. You don't need to know the system to go out there and play great one-on-one defense against Jason Tatum. But I haven't asked Ime Udoka about this, and he wouldn't tell me now. But I would imagine if Ben Simmons steps on the floor, he's getting fouled every single time.
Mm.
And he is going to be – he's going to disrupt that Nets offense in a bad way because he's going to go to the free throw line. And unless Kyle Korver has worked miracles on that coaching staff, he's still going to make 1 out of 4 or 2 out of 5 or whatever it is, you know, from the free throw line. So it just doesn't make basketball sense to use Ben Simmons because as useful as he might be defensively, Boston absolutely will exploit him offensively.
Gotcha. Hey, Chris, we got a break, but real quick, according to Vegas right now, Vegas would tell you it's – I know we just started the playoffs, but Vegas will tell you Milwaukee versus Golden State or Phoenix. Is that sort of where we're going to end up, or do you feel like this is a surprise team?
No, I think that's where we're trending. Milwaukee's kind of sleepwalking through this Bulls series, but they'll be fine. And Phoenix, if they get Devin Booker back, they're the favorite. Without, I watched what Steph Curry did. He was brilliant. Draymond Green is great. Like, that team looks like the championship teams of years past.
Nice. Thanks for your time, Chris. Appreciate you, man.
You got it.
All right, we have more coming up. Rich Davis, Ryan Hollins. Filling in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rich Davis, Ryan Hollins, chilling at Fox Sports Radio. In for Dan Patrick. Spot, Joel, Danny G, the whole crew's here. Monsi with the updates. And welcome back to the Mercedes-Benz Studios. I want a Benz. You want a Benz?
I would love to. Is that on the table? Is there a discount? Is there a deal? We get
some type of a cool guy discount?
I tried last time we filled in for Dan. It didn't work. Keep trying, though.
Well, hey, Mercedes, sweet rides. All right, hey, if you're a valued customer, something else I got to tell you. You deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. You know the thing you swipe every day a million times? Insert chip. Discover matches all your cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, NBA playoffs, NFL offseason, baseball. We're a couple weeks in. I'm a New York Mets fan, so I'm like abnormally, unrealistically happy that they're going to win like 100 games. Happens every year. But, Hollins, I got to ask you a question. This is on a fun personal note. At Rich Davis, you can follow me on Instagram. I posted a picture maybe like a month ago. We were talking earlier about how, Ryan, you and I had that relationship where it's a lot of texting and a lot of like, yo, bro, hey, whatever on social media.
He only gives you six O's when he says bro.
Bro!
Not as playful.
Yeah, Covino gets the you get more family pictures, so it's like
yeah,
it's a bro,
you know.
Yeah, I'll mix it up. So, at Rich Davis is where I'm at, and if you know Covino and Rich, Covino and I usually work together, been together for almost 20 years as a radio duo. Hollins is one of our best buds in the sports world. I posted a picture of me and Gwen Stefani from maybe like 20 years ago. It was like an old school throwback picture, and to the left of Gwen Stefani in the photo is a dude with bleach blonde hair, one of the other members of No Doubt. Did you think that was Covino?
Hold on. Let me see.
There was a...
You can say
yo, yes. I did! No! No! Yes!
Yo, the...
Yes!
Danny G, the Indian guy from No Doubt with the bleach blonde hair.
That's yeah. Great.
Yeah. Tony Kanal.
Tony, the dude from No Doubt with Gwen Stefani.
Yes!
Ryan Hollins, because Hollins wrote on my Instagram, he's like, yo, Covino with the bleach blonde hair or something. I'm like, yo, is he joking? Or you thought that was Covino?
No, because like, you know, in an older picture, right. You know, you could be 20 pounds lighter. Yeah. You could be a phase.
Yo, what are you trying to say about Covino?
Could have been a phase in his life. I know. Like,
and
no.
And if you didn't know Rich personally, you'd think he was an NFL punter, right?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a punter.
He's got punter face.
I thought that was him, and it was like, okay, I'm looking at... Oh, look at Covino, bro!
Yo, I'll repost it on my Instagram story, at Rich Davis, just for the fun of it. If you're a music fan and you know No Doubt, Tony, one of the guys in the band, he's an Indian guy with blonde hair. You thought that was my co-host, Steve Covino,
which
is hilarious.
Did he know that I said that?
I go, yo, Hollins thinks you're the dude from No Doubt. He goes, nah, he's just playing. I was like, I don't think he's playing.
What is this picture like 20 years? This picture was so long
ago.
It was
a throwback, but hey.
That's funny.
Hey, you could
go side by side, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a side by side and you tell
such
me.
Such a Covino reaction.
Yeah, yeah.
Could it be Covino 20 years ago? Like, yeah.
Yo, bro, Hollins is just playing. There's no way he thought that was me. I'll post it so you know what we're talking about if you're new to Covino and Rich and
he
Hollins.
He looks like a guy who would have had a blonde hair face.
You know what? A lot of guys did have that. But
yeah.
You know, whether they thought they were in a boy band or they thought they were Eminem, there were a lot of guys that did the bleach blonde hair in the 2000s.
No, he went through a really intense Guido phase.
Yeah, yeah. He was wearing a lot of chains.
A lot of chains and earrings.
Yeah, you know Covino. All right. Something I want to get to next, Hollins. I teased a little earlier. You're a guy that played. How many different teams have you played for? I should know this since we're boys.
Nine
NBA teams. Yo, you stunk in Cleveland. What are you going to do here in Boston? Oh, what? Man. Yeah, I would have punched that guy in the nose if I was you.
Boston media, man. Boston media.
Hollins, you're a guy that's played around the league. I looked up images of you, and I feel like you wore a different jersey number on most teams. Number 15, number 5, number 1. You were all over the place.
I looked up. You're accurate.
There is a story on my New York Mets, and it has to do with bribery for a number. I want to get into this. I want to know if you've seen this go down. And how much would you pay for something like that? We get to it next right here on Fox Sports Radio. Rich Davis and Ryan Hollins hanging.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.